Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book, and what a precious book it is. I appreciate the privilege to come to your place of listening this morning. Trust that you're making plans to be in the house of God today. You that have the church open, I trust that you could find your place and your way to the house of God and be in your place this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. And we're going to need a Savior. I'm telling you, brother, you better be glad we're saved. And we better be glad, because these things are happening around us and the way the world's doing today. There's certainly a need in our land to see the need of salvation. And I'm glad in the midst of all the kinds of religion around me, around us in this world today, I'm glad that I know the truth and saved by God's grace. My, what a blessing it is. So it's good to be here on this Sunday morning. Trust you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. We're having a church here at Mountain View Baptist this morning. We're Sunday school at 10, Auditorium Sunday School, and then at 10:45 for the worship service, 5 o'clock in the evening service. And we urge you to come and be with us. And, of course, on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I'll be live on YouTube for the message on Wednesday night. So you pray for the service and be here with us today. We'd enjoy having you come and visit with us in the house of God. Our pastor, Brother Norton, will preach you the Word of God and be a blessing to you if you'll just come and be in the services there. So it's good to be here this morning. What a privilege it is in these last days just to be saved. Know there are homes in heaven, and we're heading there one day. Real soon, the Lord's coming. And I believe that this morning. I believe He's coming real soon. And so if you're not ready, you better get ready. If you're not saved, you better get saved. If you're not right with God, you better get on your knees and ask forgiveness and cleansing. Get right with Him, because we're going to face Him just like we are. So you be ready to meet Him this morning. We're going to pray for your needs today. We want to pray for our nation. Our nation certainly needs prayer. I'm afraid we're going to see a lot of things happening in our freedom of speech and preaching and the church. We're going to be going through some things, I'm afraid, in these last days and the things that's been happening recently in our country. But I tell you, the Lord's still in control. He's still God. And it doesn't matter to Him. He's in control of everything, and He will help us through what we have to face. There's things that I wouldn't want to, don't want to face, but sometimes we do have to. And when we do, the Lord helps us, and He gives grace and gives strength for us and with us and the things that we face. So you pray for our country today. Sure does need prayer, that God would awaken in the hearts of individuals the need of a Savior. The only answer for the needs of this world is Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of religions around, but there's only one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. His Father is God, and He was born in Bethlehem, Judea, over 2,000 years ago, became our Savior, and died on the cross for us, and went to the grave and resurrected for our justification, and then He ascended back to the heavenlies, and one day He's coming back, and that's the only hope we have today, is Jesus to come back and deliver us from the things on the face of this earth. Wickedness is abounding. It's everywhere. It's all around us. We all know wickedness. We've seen it all around us and every day, but I'm telling you, one day the Lord's going to get us out of it, and we're going home, and His children's going to be gathered there in heaven. And it's going to be a wonderful day when we get to heaven. Amen. If you're not saved, you better get in. The Lord's coming. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for your needs today. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, God, we're so thankful. Lord, we let us come once again to the throne room. And Lord, with boldness through the blood of our Savior, thanking you for the grace you've shown to us, for the help you provided for us, for the wonderful strength you've given us day by day. And I pray, Lord, you bless every need now in radio land. There's those that are sick and this pandemic that's going on. God, we pray your protection upon your people, Lord, and just give deliverance from this. And Lord, just give strength and recovery from those that have it and those that are sick. I pray you just be near to them. Lord, speak to the people of our land today, the unsaved. I pray, God, you bring awareness of the need of a Savior in their hearts and lives by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you strengthen your believers that are going through the fiery trial of their faith, Lord, that are being tried. And I pray you give them strength to stand for Jesus and put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand in the evil day. Lord, we're living in an evil day today. I'm sorry to say, Lord, we're living in the wicked times. And I pray, God, that you would speak to hearts and rescue the perishing. Strengthen the believer, Lord, to take a stand for Jesus. All that you do for us and with us, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a real blessing to you. And we'll be a strength into your heart today. You listen to the words as they sing. that's true, don't we? There's nothing my God can't do. We're serving a great big God, and certainly he hadn't forgotten about us. He knows exactly where we stand today. He knows the situation around us. He knows who's gotten the White House. He knows the things that's going on. And brother, he's not a bit afraid. He's not a bit worried, because he's God. Amen. Nothing he can't do. And he can answer prayer. He can save souls. And that's what he came to do. He came to save precious souls. He came to not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. And that's what he's here for. I trust that was a blessing. You listen now as they sing another song. Philemon, Book of Philemon. I think we preached from this last year sometime, a portion of it. Didn't preach all of it. We want to go back to Philemon this morning and take a look again at the Word of God. In the Book of Philemon, Paul, of course, writing to Philemon and his dearly beloved one and the fellow laborers that was there with him and the church that was there, and writing to them about a man that had come his way, and I imagine sort of reminded Paul of himself. A man was lost without God, and he was won to the Lord by Paul and got saved. He was a runaway slave, and his sins were so deep and so abode in his life. But God's grace found him, and Paul witnessed to him, preached to him, and this man got saved with God's grace, and he sent him back to Philemon because he's a runaway slave. He'd run away from Philemon, and And he was sending him back with a great message. And we want to look at that this morning, some more of it, as we take a look at it today. Philemon, the book of Philemon, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, and to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's writing to them and identified himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was a willing bond slave. He was a willing prisoner of the Lord. He was enjoying what he was doing because of the saving grace of God. And writing to Philemon, a dearly beloved one, a fellow laborer of the Lord, he was real close to him. And when he heard that this man had escaped from Philemon and he'd gotten saved, he sent him back and wrote this letter to give to them and to the church that was there. And I want you to notice some things about Philemon, of course. And Philemon, of course, I believe, was struggling with feelings about what was taking place. Here was a runaway slave that had left him and left him in indebtedness to him. Become indebted to him, and he was supposed to work it out, and he run away and got away from that. So he was struggling, no doubt, with the feelings of what he had been offended by what Philemon had done to him. But somehow there, by the grace of God, this man had found forgiveness, and this man had come back and walked up to his door and brought a letter from the Apostle Paul. Amen. Oh, telling about what had happened to him. And so Paul was writing to a man, no doubt struggling with that feelings about this man, about the runaway slave. And so he was looking at that runaway slave and no doubt saying, what am I going to do with him now? Well, came back with a letter. But you know, Paul, I was a very a crafty individual. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean it in a bad way. But he knew how to talk to a man and how to get into his heart and to get him to respond right. And he was talking to him. If you notice, when he sent the letter back, he not only sent it to Philemon, but he also sent it to Apphia and Archippus, the fellow soldier, and also to the church in the house. He wanted the whole church to read what had taken place. Now, here he was boxing Philemon in. He was boxing him in because of everybody was going to hear what had taken place. And the attention now was upon Philemon, what he was going to do about this man that had come back. A runaway slave had left his employ there and left him with his indebtedness, coming back with a letter in his hand. And oh, it was a real joy to see what he did. But Paul was writing to him and said, I want the church to know this. I want the church to know what's been taking place in this man's life, how that he came here and he was a fellow prisoner. And he was one that he had won to the Lord there in the jailhouse. And so he was beseeching him what he wanted him to do, what they were about. He talked to him about grace there. We mentioned in verse 3, grace to you and peace from God their Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted to remind him about grace. All grace forgives sins. Grace forgives individuals. Amen. He's reminding him about grace, and that's what it takes in the life of every sinner. If it were not for the grace of God, we couldn't have been forgiven. Oh, thank God he said here, grace unto you, grace to you. And they're reminding him of grace and why he had gotten in and why he had been saved by the grace of God. Reminding him of grace. And then, of course, not only that, but reminding him of peace, which was a reality in his life. The peace that he'd received. And Paul reminding him, when Paul got saved, Paul got peace in his life. When Philemon gotten saved, there was peace in his life. And that when Onesimus had gotten saved, of course, there was peace in his life. And reminding him of the peace that we receive when we've been forgiven. And so the church was reminded about grace and about peace. And that's what it's all about. That's what salvation's all about. I tell you, free grace. Amen. Grace to everybody. For by grace through faith that we save, not of ourselves, the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved by grace through faith. Amen. And so reminding him of that. And there of the peace that he received from that. Because of that grace. And he wanted him to focus, of course, on the Lord. His power. The power of God. That saved him by his grace and the power of God. And of course, the Lord Jesus, the Lord talks about his power, and the word Jesus talks about his person, and Christ talks about his position. And that's where we get forgiveness from. Amen. From the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're reminding him of here. Of the Lord Jesus, and then he said, of course, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank my God, he said, make mention of you in our prayer. He reminded him, he was praying for them, praying for him. And of course, I reminded Philemon that I pray for you every day. I pray for you, reminding him that prayer works, amen. And also reminding him probably also of the fact Philemon had been praying for Onesimus. I mean, reminding him of that. And that he was also one that had received his prayer. And Paul had been praying. And I don't know how Paul come in contact with him there in the jailhouse. I don't know how it was, but no doubt there was, he began to pray for this man. He saw in this man's life a need of a Savior. Amen. He saw the need of a Savior. And Onesimus was running from God. He was running from his employer and from his master. He was running from him, but he's running mostly from God. And Paul seen that in his life. And Paul, of course, reminding him of that prayer, that somebody prayed for you. I prayed for you, and I'm still praying for you. And that this man repent, boxing him in all the time, reminding him of the prayer and of forgiveness and of cleansing and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, of course, praying and said, I've heard of your faith, your love and your faith to everybody. Reminding him of those things. He said, hearing of thy love and faith, reminding him that he loved sinners and that he loved the saints. Amen. But you can't love a saint without loving a sinner. You can't love a saint without loving a sinner. If you don't love one, you don't love the other. Amen. There's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And we know that God loves sinners. And then we know that God loves all the saints of God. And so that's all together. And reminding him of his love. I've heard of your love and faith. To everybody. To everybody. Why, Philemon, you prayed for everybody. Amen. And hearing of thy love and faith, we ask toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints of God. And said, you love your Lord, and you also love all the saints. And boy, putting him in a position here, he's going to put him in a position to where that he's going to have to love Onesimus. Amen. He's going to have to love him because he now has become a saint of God. Amen. He becomes saved by grace. And they said that the communication of thy faith. And so there was an we prayed for him. And his witness is found in verse 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so he was a witness communicating his faith to others. No doubt this man, that Philemon had communicated his faith to Onesimus while he was there with him before he ran away, reminding him of his faith and of his love toward this man also, his witness to him. Well, reminding him, you know, when you pray for somebody, we don't pray not expecting God to do anything. We pray expecting God to do something. We pray expecting God to save that sinner. We pray expecting God to revive that saint of God. And so there's prayer that works, and he's reminding him that there's prayer that worked in his life, and prayer that worked in Onesimus' life. And oh, what a blessing it was to pray for him. So there we find that Paul is reminding him, my friend, of that witness and of that concern that he had to him. And the fruits of his love is found in verse 7. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. And in the words, you've refreshed the saints of God by your love and your prayers. And boy, that's what reached Onesimus there in the jailhouse. He may have been running from Philemon, but he didn't get away from his prayers. He didn't get away from his witness. And then he'd been talking to him about the Lord Jesus. And then when he got there in jail, thought he'd run away from everything, thought he got away from that. But when he got down there to the jailhouse, there was Paul, my friend, a saved saint of God, began to witness to him also. I can almost hear the thoughts, I just can't get away from that. As there's somebody everywhere I go that's telling me about a need of a Savior. And that's the reason we ought to keep praying for people today. I got a loved one, got a friend. I just keep on praying for them. They may run from you. They may try to get away from you. They may be to move from another part of the country. But there's somebody there that's going to be a witness to them, and somebody that prays for them also. You can't get away from that. So he prayed for him there. He prayed, and the fruits of that Philemon's love, there in verses 7, the fruits of his love, because the saints was refreshed by the love that he had for them. Then there's Paul's request. He began to make a request to him. He said, therefore, in verse 8, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ, to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee than such as one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Here we find Paul began to make a request. He said, I begot this man in my bond. This man has gotten saved because you prayed for him and because you witnessed to him. Now he's come down here and I preached to him, and this man's gotten saved. And I'm beseeching you. I'm putting the burden upon you now. What are you going to do about this man? I've forgiven him. God's forgiven him. What are you going to do about it? And boy, brother, when God forgives, we can't help but forgive when God forgives a sinner. And sometimes it's not so easy with somebody that we know, somebody we've been offended by, and then they get saved and they born the family of God, and we got to deal with those things in our hearts. How do we forgive also? Yes, we've got to forgive, brother, when God forgives. Brother, we forgive also. We've got to do the same thing that God does. We've got to forgive that sinner. We've got to confess that we love them, and we've got to take them under our wing and try to help them in the Lord. Amen. That's what he was reminding Philemon of what he was going to have to do with Onesimus. Paul said, I'm not there. And we're going to get more into that maybe next week. But Paul said, I'm not there. But I'm putting a burden upon you now. Your prayers have been answered. Your witness has worked. And somebody has gotten saved because you've been faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came my way, and I preached to him. And it's upon you now. Well, I tell you, it's good to know there's still salvation for sinners today, isn't it? Well, I see your time's gone this morning. We'll continue next week, God willing. May God bless you. It's our prayer until then. Amen.